Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, visiting Professor Dickinson College, Dissent. Mr. Zelensky's presentation to the UN and to the United States government, both the executive and the legislative branch, was matter-of-fact straightforward. The message was, if you stop helping us, we will lose the war. There is dissent in Washington. There is dissent in Europe. There is dissent in NATO. My reading of this is that there's always dissent, Jeff. There was dissent in your war in the late 20th century. There was dissent in the Cold War. Nothing shocking about this. Perhaps NATO has a slight tick weakness because it requires unanimity, but even that can be jawboned. How do you measure the dissent in Washington right now? Is it ceremonial? Is it calling attention to itself? Because so far it has not stopped the war. We have a couple of minutes.
I measure it, John. We've seen it, as you say, about 41% of all Americans say we're doing too much, as opposed to 33% a few months ago. About 50% think it's about the right amount. I measure it as political in large measure. I think, sadly, far too many politicians in Washington are trying to score cheap points about the spending of money and using the war in Ukraine as an illustration and trying to criticize our NATO allies, who probably should spend more, but are bearing the brunt of an awful lot of other burdens for this particular conflict, most notably refugees and economic assistance to Ukraine. And then second of all, which I think is a false argument, a lot of people in Washington saying, well, by concentrating on Ukraine, we're not concentrating on the bigger threat, which is China. That to me is a false argument. And why I say that is because I point to what the Japanese prime minister said when he visited Kyiv. He publicly told Mr. Zelensky, if the West is concerned about an overaggressive China, the most important thing to do is win the war in Ukraine.
Right now, Mr. Zelensky makes the point that with the arms coming, with the money coming, he's good for the winter and into the spring. The Russians are talking about a 3-year war. Of course, they like the idea of dragging it out. They think time is on their side. However, right now, would you say that the equipment provided and promised to Ukraine is going to make a difference in the springtime, Jeff? We have a minute.
I think it will make a difference in the springtime, but you're right. Putin believes his willpower is stronger than the West, but that particular has to be sustained with the requisite ammunition. And then finally, I think the most important thing, John, is nothing succeeds like success. And I think part of the dropping in U.S. support is due to our expectations that this spring and this counteroffensive would be like the Desert Storm that I fought in, and the war be over in a couple of days. Those expectations were overdrawn. If we start seeing the Ukrainians making success here in the next few weeks, even prior to the winter, I think you might see, at a minimum at least, support for the war in Ukraine stabilize, if not go up.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired artilleryman, CBS News, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, visiting professor at Dickinson College in the great state of Pennsylvania. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.